Hi, are you a woman in your 40s, 50s, 60s or beyond? Well, our conversations are for you. Hi, my name's Ali.
Hi, my name's Kerry.
So why don't you listen to our chat today? Hi, it's Ali here and I'm with Kerry. Do you ever think about the labels you give yourself? Well, today that's going to be our topic. So Kerry and I saw an article that was talking about labels, and it got us into a very in-depth conversation about how we have labelled ourselves in the past, how we label ourselves now, and what impact that actually had on our lives. And we just thought it was a great idea for a podcast. So, Kerry, what were your labels when you were younger?
Okay, so when I was younger, I was extremely tall, like freakily tall, and I could be spotted anywhere and everywhere. So I had a label that I felt like I was different to other people because I just stood out. I just stood out like a sore thumb. I definitely had this label that, yeah, I'm different. Another label that I would give myself was that I wasn't very confident. I don't know if that relates to being tall as well, but I used to... But I definitely wouldn't like just bowl into situations. I would, yeah, hide away from things. And then another label that I had was that I was an athlete when I was younger. So I was really good at throwing the javelin and discus, not blowing my own trumpet, but I was good. So I used to see myself as an athlete. And I think with that as well, it's weird. It's like a contradiction to the lacking in confidence, because the minute I stepped onto that track, I was like a peacock. I was there. I was the person that was so confident. It was unbelievable. But yeah, the minute I go back to day-to-day life, I lacked in confidence. I labelled myself unconfident.
And I think that just shows how labels can be very situational, because you could be in one situation and, like with your athletics, be confident. And then you can be in another situation and you can feel not very confident. So I think we have these core labels that we are X, but then there's other labels that change
with your environment.
Yeah. So like you being different, you're always different in your head, but the confidence was if you're in a situation that maybe you stuck out more because you were standing next to people, or it just, you felt like people were looking at you for how tall you were, where when you were doing the athletics that they were looking at you in your mind because of what you were doing. So how tall you were wasn't an issue.
Yeah, yeah. Although it probably helped me throw better. So it had its advantage.
Very true.
How about you, Ali? What do you think your labels were when you were younger?
Okay. First one, which is a really big one, was the fact that I was a shy child. Everyone used to tell me, and of course then I used to tell myself that. So that was a big label, and that stopped me doing so many things when I was little. And I think linked to that was also then not very confident, because I labeled myself as shy. That then didn't give me the confidence to then go and do things. I think also as a child, I did have a sort of a different label as well, like you, but for a different reason. And I think it's because I have twin brother and sister, and it was like they were like together, and then I was the odd one out, and I was the oldest. So it was, I don't know, it just always felt like everything was on my shoulders, that it was always my fault or whatever. So I always felt different in that way.
Yeah.
And then as I was a little bit older, I would say teens and early 20s, it was very much like I was an imposter. Whatever I was doing, I was going to be found out, because I felt like I wasn't good enough deep down. I didn't have the confidence. I couldn't say no to things that I should have said no. So I got myself in situations where I'm thinking, I'm going to be found out tomorrow. That's going to be the day. So I'd say they were my main labels when I was younger.
It's crazy, because you are the opposite to that now, aren't you?
True, but it just shows you can change your labels.
Totally. Totally. Because you're so not shy and unconfident. Yeah, interesting.
It is really interesting. And I think that we don't realize the power of what we tell ourselves.
Mm.
Because, and also the power of the people around us. If we have lots of people around us that say we are a certain thing, we then start to believe that. Like when I was younger, oh, Alison's such a shy person. Oh, you wouldn't be able to do that. You're too shy. And I took that label on. And I think as adults, we can maybe have a group of friends or the family around us that will tell us how they think we should think.
But I don't know if we recognize that we are labeling ourselves a certain way, like,
Very
because I
true.
don't think we consciously go into our head and think, okay, how do I see myself? Like, what label am I giving myself?
Yeah, because when we had this conversation about, future podcasts and we were talking about this, we both very quickly said one label previously and now that was really easy. But then when we said, well, what else do we label ourselves? We had to really think about it.
We did. But then the answers came after like chatting to each other, didn't they? And we're like, oh my God, actually, yeah, that's what I label myself like.
Yeah. And I think it's really interesting because we also looked at how we would label each other. And I think that we labeled each other maybe stronger and more positive and, more confident than maybe actually we feel, even though we might have now, I'm a confident person. But how you see my confidence and how I see your confidence is so much stronger than
More
how
than you
we
see your
label
own.
ourselves. Yes.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
And then we were also talking about the fact that there's other types of labels. For instance, the role you have in life. So how do you label who you are in that way? So for me, I would say that the label of coach hypnotist is really strong because I use it when I speak to my family, obviously clients, people in even in the street. If I'm in a queue and someone's saying something and I'm thinking I can help them, I am that role. And then the next role is that I've been a wife for a very long time, so that is very much part of who I am. And I suppose a lot of people don't think of it in this way, but I also see myself as me. I haven't got five different roles, and then I was like, yeah, I suppose I'm me too, and me gets lost. I've worked hard at making sure that within my top three ways that I see myself, the roles that I have, me as who I am is very important to me.
I had me as well, as one of my labels for who I am, because I think it's important that you know you. My first role is I see myself as a mum. That's like my number one. The second thing I'd say I see my role as an entrepreneur with work. I like work, and business and treating clients. And third, it's the same as you, it's me, it's who I see me as a person.
It's really interesting. I've spoken to clients about this in the past, and it's really interesting on how people label themselves and how they act and what they actually do with their lives. And so many people have so many roles that they first before actually being them and loving them, being proud of who you are.
I think that's big with a lot of mums, actually. They sort of lose their identity.
And that's why I think with you, the fact that I can see and I know as soon as your boys were born, that was your biggest role. It was where you put your energy, and you know how important it is to, you want them to grow up into young men that have a happy and fulfilling life. However, you've also put your energy into your role as an entrepreneur because you've got a very successful business and you love who you are when you're at work as much as who you are when you're a mum. But then you've worked on that third layer of, yes, I am those two things, but I'm also me. And I need to invest in me and to make sure, like you do your personal training and you love all the sort of personal development and stuff like that. So you haven't lost yourself in being a really good mum or being successful at work. And it's really easy to have these labels, whether it is a daughter, a mother, a wife, a partner, whatever your role is at work, and so many other things, that you actually lose who you are. And that's why labels are so important.
Yeah. So we've looked at the labels that we give ourselves as our roles, and we've looked at what we were labelling ourselves in the past. So how do we label ourselves now? So for me, I would say I'm confident now. I'm not unconfident. I go into most situations and feel, not all situations, but most situations with confidence. So that label's definitely reversed.
Definitely.
I say that I label myself as a kind person. I try to be nice to everybody and help people. Most people. And I'd say I label myself as a positive person. I mean, I'm not one of these. I'm not a positive all the blinking time, but I focus really hard on looking at the positive in every situation, trying to keep my mind on a positive wavelength and trying to keep other people positive. But so that's how I think I'd label myself now.
And I totally agree. You are so much more confident than when I met you 24 years ago. You are definitely one of the kindest people that I know. Oh. And when it comes to being positive, you're right. You know, life has a way of chucking rubbish at us. And I think the difference between someone that works on themselves and wants to be the best they can is you face what's there, you try to deal with it, and then you move on as quickly as you possibly can. So yeah, you've had the odd day where you've like texted me, oh, today has just been like one of those days. I'm just going to go to bed early and I'm going to wake up more positive tomorrow. Tomorrow, how are you? Oh, I'm absolutely fine. It's done. It's dusted. Where maybe 20 years ago, it might have lasted 2 or 3 days, but you've worked at it. So yeah, I agree that they are definitely strong labels that you have, and it shows. Hi, it's Ali here, and I just want to stop this month's podcast just for one moment. I want to share with you some really exciting news. I have just created a brand new membership called Bliss Beyond Borders, and this site is for anyone that is suffering with stress and feeling overwhelmed, that struggles with a good night's sleep, wants to reduce the hot sweats with menopause, and quieten that inner voice that just stops you doing the things you really want to in life. This membership has hypnosis, meditation, affirmations, and transformational tools. It really has something for everyone. And at the moment, I'm doing a 7-day trial for just £1. Just look in the notes of the podcast and you'll see a link to the membership. So come on, join me in my membership, Bliss Beyond Borders, and create a blissful life. So let's get back to the podcast.
How about you? How are you labeling yourself now?
Definitely more confident. So confidence is a big thing for me, because I think, especially in my role, the same as yours, as a coach and a hypnotist, you don't want to go and see someone that you want to have help with and they're not very confident. I actually believe in who I am, what I do, not in an arrogant way, but as in, you know, I've trained really hard for this. I've helped so many people over the years that I've learned from them. You know, I can see certain things in human nature that happens over and over again. Doesn't matter who you are. So yeah, I'm confident in who I am and what I do.
Also, you've just talked about your confidence a lot in your work, which I totally agree. But I think you're really confident in all aspects of your life. Like, you just say it as it is to people, you know, and not in a bad way, but like sometimes you don't mean it with any malice. Like, you just say it because you want to help in a way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I wouldn't say it, some stuff that you say, because I'd be scared that they would be offended. But even like going to Vegas recently, and you just hopped on the plane and went there all by yourself. Like, that's big. That's really big, you know? So it's not just work. You're confident in all areas of your life, I'd say.
And I think that people need to think about the fact that It's very easy to say about someone else, well, it's okay for you because you're confident. Yeah, I am, but I still have to work at it. When I booked the ticket to go to Vegas on my own for a conference, oh my goodness, that inner voice screaming, like, what have you done? But I have the tools now that I can work on myself and change how I'm talking to myself. And literally within 2 days, it was like, yeah, I'm so excited about this. It was like, even my husband was like, are you just having me on? Because I know how nervous you were 2 days ago. No, I'm totally up for this. It's going to be absolutely awesome. Just changed the way I thought about it. So, yeah, I think sometimes it comes with age, but it is how we talk to ourselves and the labels. So instead of labeling going to Vegas as scary, I labeled it as exciting.
I suppose that, you have to label situations as well as yourself, don't you?
You do, yeah. These labels, oof.
It's labels all over the place.
The next one is, and you're going to definitely agree with this one, is I'm really tenacious. I won't let things go.
Totally agree with this one.
Things like when I was building my membership for Bliss Beyond Borders. Okay, I'm okay with IT, but I'm no genius. And honestly, sometimes very late at night, because I just wouldn't let it go, trying to make sure that I could get something to work and I couldn't. And it's like, in the end, I just got to go to bed. It's like nearly midnight and I'm my brain's not thinking anymore. But good night's sleep, wake up in the morning, think, right, okay, what's another angle? How am I going to do this? And yeah, I just worked at it until it worked and I got it all sorted. So I am a bit like a dog with a bone when I have a challenge. And that's in every aspect of my life. If I have, a client that comes to me and a lot comes out, and it's like maybe some therapist would sort of say, well, that's the best I can do. It's like, no, I need to, what can I do to help this client be the best possible person that they really want to be? And I will work endlessly to get to the results that I want. So yeah, definitely tenacious.
Yeah, it's a positive though. It's a positive.
Yes, yeah, it's not in a horrible way, or in a obsessional way. It's in a way that I don't want to be beaten. But then saying that, if something I do put a lot of effort in and I just think, this isn't right, then I will accept a mini failure, but then I will move on to another way of doing it. So, but then I think that's part of being tenacious. You don't go down the same path all the time. You might have to do a left turn or a right turn every so often to get to where you need to be. And then, in a way, my next one, I think, how I label myself links to the other two things. I do see myself as someone that's very empowering to other people and to myself. I want to
Definitely.
empower myself to be the best person I possibly can be, that then will help other people be the best they possibly can be. And that doesn't matter if it's friends, family, clients, people I meet. I love empowerment, and that's very dear to me for myself and others.
No, you're really good at empowering people. Really good. Yeah, I'd say it's a really good label for you. Yeah, three good labels.
It's not been easy to get to our positive labels that we have now. It takes time and work. And I think by looking at the labels you give yourself, acknowledging it, because a lot of the time we spoke about these things, but we never actually sat down and thought, this is how we label ourselves.
Yeah. I know it's been really interesting doing it.
Yeah, and quite empowering.
It has.
So if you're listening to this and thinking, interesting, or well, it's okay for them because they've all got positive, we haven't, because we're going to share with you a negative one in a minute. But sit down and actually think, how do I label myself? Do I label myself in a positive way or a negative way? Do I build myself up or do I drag myself down? Am I saying that I'm not confident? I'm shy. I haven't got any real skills, or am I saying, actually, I'm pretty good. I love who I am. I'm a caring person. I'm a kind person. I'm a confident person. So write down the labels you have now And if they're not the labels you really want, then ask yourself, what labels do you want? And then start working towards them. Like when I went to Vegas, it was literally scary. And it's like, oh no, I've made a big mistake here. I don't think I can go. But I relabeled myself as an excited person. So you can do it. So let's go on to our maybe not so empowering label that we have for our, we have more than one, but we're just going to share one with you at the moment. But what would you say is your main label that doesn't empower you at the moment, Kerry?
So I think my main label is that I am worried what other people think of me.
Very true.
So I will avoid confrontation pretty much any cost because I'm scared that I'm going to upset that person, they're going to upset me.
So, if you could label that differently, how would you like to feel instead?
That I am, well, it's a contradiction because it's like what I said earlier. I said that I am me. And that if I'm me, then I shouldn't worry about what other people think.
Yeah.
So I need to think more on me. And that's it.
Yeah. And your opinion counts just as much as anyone else's. And I suppose also, it's funny, isn't it? Because we get on really, really well, and I'm someone that says it as it is, but you're scared of saying it as it is. But do you find me very offensive because I say it as it is?
No, I don't, because I know that you don't say it from a mean place.
And I
And
can never see you saying it from a mean place, so you just sound like me.
it's a weird one, isn't it? I obviously don't want to upset people. It's because I labeled myself as kind.
Oh, it's just so complicated. However, but do you see by actually saying to yourself in future, every time you go, oh, I don't want to say that because I don't want to upset them, but then saying, hold on, I'm me, and I'm just going to say it with kindness. It's okay. That you could then get into that habit that then it wouldn't be a label of yours.
Good point. Okay, I'm doing it. Well, sure. Come on then. Give me yours.
Once again, mine's a little bit of a contradiction because even though I'm this confident person and I'm very tenacious and I want to empower people and all these sort of things, I do have this thing that comes up every so often that's like, I'm not enough. That I could get it wrong. Yeah, not enough.
I think
Have I studied this enough?
I think a lot of people actually would label themselves as I'm not enough. And not just in general, in you in general, but it's more like in specific situations, I suppose.
Yes, exactly. And I think that is the thing. Mine comes up a lot when I'm recording a YouTube channel that I'm actually putting something on social media that people can then critique and say, what the hell is she talking about? I think that's the main time it comes up. However, a little bit like, we've just discussed with you that you can say, well, I'm me. And I have started recently, if it comes up, saying, this is my opinion. People don't have to agree with me. It's my way of seeing things. If someone sees it differently, that's fine. They can see it differently. But you know that social media can be a little bit horrible sometimes, and it's just that, is someone going to be really mean?
Your confident label overrules your I'm not enough label.
Yeah, I still do it, but it does, it's some a label that can pop up, and
Sneaks
but I'm
in.
learning to control it and to quiet it down a little bit with, yeah, I'm me, I have my own opinion, it's fine, people don't have to agree with me. So sometimes you have to, in a way, have a little internal conversation with yourself to counteract that label that's not helping you. And the biggest thing that will go against any label that you don't want is action. Say with negative emotions, anything. If you're scared of something and you keep on putting it off, you're always going to be scared of it. Where if you take action and do it, and the more you do it, all of a sudden you're not going to be scared because actually you've gained confidence and it's all okay. So it's having that inner strength to keep on going against those negative labels and thoughts and taking the action anyway.
It's like having a little competition with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, think of it as a competition.
You'll be flying now then. So we hope today's podcast has been interesting for you. Maybe it's something you have never ever thought about before and just sort of said to yourself, well, that's who I am and I can't do anything about it. Well, change your labels, change your life. It really is so powerful. How do you identify yourself? What do you say about yourself? Because if someone says something that's not very nice about you, you'd be highly offended and maybe not want to talk to that person anymore. But how many times are you saying things that aren't nice to you and labeling yourself as someone that's stupid or not confident or can't do something, and you're just accepting it on the chin? So it's time to stand up to you and realize that you can change your labels and it will make a difference to who you are and how you live your life. So get a piece of paper out, ladies. Start writing down the labels you're giving yourself. See if you want to keep them or not. And if you don't, how would you like to relabel them? And really start thinking about them and taking action towards being that new person that you want to be.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I found this really interesting. And you know, what I really found quite interesting was looking at how we used to label ourselves and how we label ourselves now. You know, how we've changed over the years. That's quite interesting. So it shows you can change your labels. You're not stuck with your labels.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
And acknowledging where you are and then knowing where you want to go really helps the journey because you wouldn't get in a car not knowing where you are and where you want to go and get there. It's
Yeah.
just not possible. So, yeah, just acknowledge the labels you give yourself, look at what you want to label yourself as, and take action. And it's empowering. It really is. And even though I think we sort of knew our labels until we really sat down and discussed them, I don't think we actually put that much thought into it.
Yeah.
So, until our next podcast, which is on the 2nd of May, we hope you have an amazing April and you have some fun with your new labels. So, I look forward to speaking to you all next month. So, bye from me.
And bye from me.